All right, good evening and welcome to the first site of Snug Harbor. Before we begin, if you would please silence your cell phones. Please no audio, video recording, or photography. And due to the size of the room and proximity of your neighbors, we ask that you please keep any conversation to a minimum so you and everyone around you can enjoy this wonderful music. Now, if you would please, a warm welcome on the bass, Jen Singleton. At the piano.
Lock him up.
David Torkanowski. And our leader on drums and cymbals, Stanton Moore and the Stanton Moore Center. Thank you.
Thank you.
Night of the week, Tuesday nights, and David and James have heard me say this a million times, so I try to come up with new reasons why. So one of the reasons is that I get to play with David Torkanowski on the piano. Another reason is I get to play with James Singleton on the bass. Work with me here. And remember, use your mic, right? Because when they go back and listen to this stuff after we're gone, you want to be able to hear what you're saying. Yeah, right now it just sounds like I'm talking to myself when you listen back to the recording. But another reason that I love being here is it's fall. Well, it's starting to be fall. It's kind of like still like a rainy late summer right now in New Orleans. But October, November are some of my favorite months in New Orleans. When the weather starts turning and getting breezy, and you start to get a break from the summer. And also, another reason is because more of you start showing up. In the summer, you know, we played throughout the summer a little bit, and there were a couple times when there were more of us up here than there were of you out there. So, we're glad to see you guys. Yes, indeed! All right, I'm not gonna talk too much at once. But I'm gonna come back and talk to y'all some more, and we're gonna keep playing for y'all. Thank you. All right, I said I wasn't gonna talk too much, but I take that back. We've been playing every Tuesday in October and then November. So when we get a run like this, we like to try and rehearse and learn some new material, learn some tunes. So we had a rehearsal today, and please forgive us, but we're about to play a new song for you. Yeah, they're like, yeah, it's like, it could be awful. It sounded good in rehearsal, but you know, let's see. Thank you.
Thank you. Like we said, that was our first time playing that one. That was fire. And yeah, wait till you hear it next time.
So let's do it again.
Let's do it again. But that was a song called Miller the Killer, written by Steve Maskowski. Yeah, but then also I realized, you know, there's a pest control company that drives around New Orleans called Miller the Killer. Yeah. So I was wondering if he got that title from the pest control in New Orleans. So he wrote it in tribute to Marcus Miller, the bass player who played with Miles Davis and all these other people. All right, cool.
On the record, we just put Miller.
Ah.
We didn't want to get a cease and desist order from you.
Aha. All right, now we're going to play a song that we know.
Yeah. Thank you.
Well, that was what we call a two for Tuesday, where we just play two songs by the same composer.
That's right.
And in this trio, we like to play a lot of music written by either friends of ours, like that new song we played, Miller the Killer, written by Steve Mazikowski, who we've all worked with. But that last song was written by James Black. And if you haven't heard James Black's name yet, don't despair. I'm actually envious of you because you have a new favorite musician, drummer, and composer. That's right. And all you have to do to find out more about James Black is walk two blocks down the street to the Louisiana Music Factory and ask anybody who works there, hold your arms up and say, load me up with James Black. And that's what I used to do, and that's how I learned about this music, is a lot by going to those guys and calling WWOZ, who was that that just played? But these gentlemen got to play with James Black, so they're over here like chuckling, laughing at me. But I, you know, I just gotta throw myself into the deep end of the pool. But James Black was a great jazz drummer, great composer, and also one of the funkiest drummers to ever come out of New Orleans. So investigate, check him out, listen to some of his music, and we love playing his music. Once again, yeah! Once again, let's give it to Torkanowski. Once again, that's James Singleton. Here's Jimmy Stanford on the drums and the cymbal. Alright, cool. I would be remiss if I didn't play this next song and give a shout out to my mother-in-law's in the house. Yes, indeed. And Miss Linda, I love to dedicate tunes to Miss Linda and my wife when she's here, but my wife is hanging out with my beautiful niece and Miss Linda's grandbaby.
Miss Linda's waiting for you to make this right.
So we're gonna play a song that is one of my wife's favorite songs, and I'm gonna give a shout out to her, even though she's not here. She would love to be here, but so we're gonna do this song and shout it out to my beautiful wife, Lauren, and I'm also gonna, yes indeed. And we always love it when we have the family in the house. So we're going to play a beautiful song written by Alan Toussaint. That's right, you can get up Alan Toussaint. We did a tribute record to Alan and had a ton of special guests. I don't want to talk about it too much, but the name of the record is With You In Mind. And you can check that out when you go get some records of James Black down the street. But right now we're gonna play this song that was originally written by Alan Toussaint and sang by Mr. Art Neville, who we just recently lost. So we're gonna send this one out to Art as well. And now this goes out to my beautiful wife, Lauren, and this is called All These Things. Thank y'all. Good night.